A very good morning to you all and welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Today is Sunday, 3rd April 2022. It is the fifth Sunday in Lent. We wish to welcome on behalf of our congregation all those who are worshiping with us for the first time or doing so after a long while. We are still observing our COVID rules. We are hoping that we will ease them out as soon as possible. But for now, please bear with us and follow the instructions as appropriate. Our call to worship is Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. Our first hymn during this worship service is 519, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you. Redeemer God, we come to you in this season of Lent, conscious of our weakness, dismayed by the feebleness of our faith, and at our inability to serve you as we would and should. But we also come gladly and with confidence, knowing that you are a gracious God, slow to punish and swift to forgive, always looking to bless, restore, and renew. Remind us of that truth as we worship you today and in the days ahead. Grant that as we come together in your name, that we might sense your presence. Loving God, we come to reflect and to make space in our lives for you to speak to us. Help us to hear your voice, to listen, and to respond, so that through your redeeming, renewing power, we will be equipped to live more faithfully as your people seeking your kingdom. We ask these things in Jesus' name and pray together now in the words he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Are there any children in church? Children, can you come out? Please. There are very few this morning. How are you? Doing all right? I hear you are already on break. Are you on break now? Easter holidays. What is Easter? Any idea what is Easter? Yes. It is the day when Jesus rose from the dead. That's a good answer. That's the right answer. I thought you were going to say it's the day that we have Easter eggs. Today I want to talk to you about a very difficult word. I don't know whether you've heard it before, but surely. And the name of that word is intercession or intercessor. Have you ever heard about that word? The word intercession. You have not heard about it. Now, if you live in the house with elder brothers or sisters, sometimes you want to talk to dad or to mom and you are afraid. You send one of them to go and talk to mom on your behalf. Maybe you want to ask for something and you are not very sure. You say, can you tell mom that I want that or this? What that person is doing, the person who speaks on your behalf, is kind of interceding for you, talking to mom or to dad on your behalf. Now, all of us who are Christian people, we believe that when we were born in some kind of sin. We were born in sin. And we need somebody to talk to God about us. Jesus Christ is that person. He's an intercessor. He intercedes for us. And he was the right person to talk to God because he was a myself. He lived in this world. He walked here on earth. And he did the things that you and I do daily, except that he did not do wrong things, which we often do. And so Jesus Christ is our intercessor. He speaks to God on our behalf so that God can forgive us our sins because he knows us. So that is the reason why we call this period Lent, because one of the things that he did was that he died for us. We all know that Jesus died on the cross, right? And he died for us. So the period of Lent is when Jesus Christ was in the wilderness praying and going through all those temptations and looking forward to the time when he will go to the cross to be crucified for you and for myself. So Jesus Christ is our intercessor. Can you say intercessor? Intercessor. Intercessor. And every day in church, towards the end of the service, we usually have prayers we call intercessory prayers. And that is when we who have come to church, we pray for ourselves and for other people who don't come to church or who have asked us to pray for them. And we also pray for the things that are happening in the world so that God can answer us and help us. So don't forget about that word intercessor. And when we pray, it's prayer of intercession. It's a difficult word, but I'm sure that you'll come to it sometime soon. Let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our lives, for our children, and for all that they are able to learn from your word and at the feet of Jesus Christ, who is our Master and our Lord and Savior. We thank you, O God, for their lives, and we pray that you will continue to bless and to strengthen them as they follow you. Father, as young as they are, there are many things they would not understand now, but we ask that you would open their minds, grant them wisdom, the knowledge which only you can give, so that they are able, O Father, to comprehend the deep things of faith even as they still grow up. We pray for our homes too, that you will continue to bless them. Be with us now. Through Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. Amen. Our next hymn, Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.
Thank you. Our Old Testament reading this morning is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15, reading from verse 10 and then verse 15 to 21. Jeremiah 15 at verse 10. Alas, my mother, that you gave me birth, a man with whom the whole land strives and contends. I have neither lent nor borrowed, yet everyone curses me. You understand, O Lord, remember me and care for me. Avenge me on my persecutors. You are long-suffering. Do not take me away. Think of how I suffer reproach for your sake. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty. I never sat in the company of revelers, never made merry with them. I sat alone because your hand was on me, and you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unending, and my wound grievous and incurable? Will you be to me like a deceptive brook, like a spring that fails? Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will restore you, that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Let this people turn to you, but you must not turn to them. I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you to rescue and save you, declares the Lord. I will save you from the hands of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the cruel. And our New Testament lesson is from the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 7, reading from verses 24 to 27. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. Amen. And may God add his blessings on these readings from his holy word. Let us continue our worship by singing hymn 392, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
Let us pray. God of wisdom and glory, grace us today with the presence of your Spirit that we might hear today's word with understanding and imagination. This we pray in your holy and good name, Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. There is a common song we sing in Cameroon, and I believe that song was composed based on the wordings of our text in Hebrews chapter 7. It goes like this. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah, only Jesus can save. Amen, amen, only Jesus can save. Hallelujah, only Jesus can save. Amen, amen, only Jesus can save. Hallelujah, only Jesus can save. Amen, amen. I will teach that song to the congregation in another class, not today. Sisters and brothers in the Lord Jesus Christ, a preacher in one of his sermons emphasized that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Suddenly, he was interrupted by an atheist who asked, "How can blood cleanse sin?" For a moment, the preacher was silent. And then he countered, "How can water quench thirst?" "I don't know," replied the atheist, "but I know that it does. Neither do I know how the blood of Jesus cleanses sin," replied the preacher, "but I know that it does. And dear friend, it is only the blood of Jesus that is able to cleanse us from our sins." My text is verse 25 of Hebrews chapter 7. Jesus is able. Never doubt his ability. Jesus is able for all time, not just now. He is able always to save those who draw near to God through him. Because he ever lives to make intercession for us. And what the epistle to the Hebrews does is to draw a contrast between the priest of the Old Testament and the priesthood of Jesus Christ. Between the inadequacies of the Old Testament priests and the adequacy of Jesus Christ, our great high priest. And he gives us reasons why the old priesthood was unable to bring salvation to sinful humanity. Firstly, their priesthood was mortal. The high priest had to be replaced when the death of each high priest occurred. So death prevented them from continuing in office. And then secondly, their character was sinful. The Old Testament priesthood was weak in that before the priest was able to offer any sacrifice for the people of Israel, they first had to offer sacrifices for their own sin. And therefore, sacrifice followed sacrifice endlessly. And thirdly, their sacrifice was daily. And everything they did was temporary and repeatedly. For these reasons, those former priests were weak and utterly unable to save. They were mortal and sinful, and their work was never complete. On the other hand, the high priestly office of Jesus became more significant for the following reasons. First, his earthly life was sinless. Verse 26 of our text, "We have such a high priest who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, and have been exalted high above the heavens." And such holiness was fitting for our salvation. He is not only inherently pure, but remains pure in all his contacts with sinful people. And so only a sinless Savior can save the sinful man or woman. And thirdly, his sacrificial death was complete. It was offered once and for all and forever. He sacrificed himself once for all when he died for our sins on the cross. So his earthly life was sinful and his sacrificial death was complete. Dear Christian friends, God has brought about the means for establishing a lasting relationship with us through Jesus Christ, the great high priest. God has paid a price to give us security in that relationship. Jesus being the guarantor who assures us of the covenant promises of God as the high priest who has been appointed to office forever. And God has expressed his commitment to meet our deepest needs for forgiveness, for holiness, and future deliverance. Jesus being the Savior who is able to save completely those who come to God through him. And God maintains his relationship with us by the work of his Son as intercessor, a ministry he started in his incarnation and continues in his exaltation. Only Jesus Christ can save. He was born to save us, to deliver us from the bondage of sin. Let me try to illustrate and apply this text as I finish. For the love of my child, the Anissa Ayala story has been described as a story of a child who was born to save. It is a TV movie based on the life of Anissa Ayala, a leukemia patient whose parents conceived a child in hope of creating a bone marrow match that would save Anissa's life. Maybe some of you have watched the movie or read the story, but let me share it with you again. In 1988, Anissa Ayala was 16 years old and diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia. The doctors said that if she did not receive a bone marrow transplant after chemotherapy and radiation treatment, she would die. Neither her parents nor her brother was a match, and they could not find a donor elsewhere. Her parents, both in their 40s, conceived another child and hoped that its bone marrow would be compatible with Anissa's. To their great delight, it was determined that this new baby was a compatible donor. And when Marissa Ayala was 14 months old, they took some of her marrow and gave it to Anissa. Anissa made a full recovery from the leukemia, and both sisters led healthy lives ever after. In a very real sense, Marissa saved her sister's life. She says, "Without me being a perfect match for my sister, she would not be here." Dear friends, Jesus was born into this world for the express purpose of saving us. He's the one and only Savior that can save all who put their trust in him. And as Martin Luther once commented, the life of Christianity consists of possessive pronouns. It is one thing to say Christ is a Savior. It is quite another thing to say he is my Savior and my Lord. The devil can say the first. The true Christian alone can say the second. Only Jesus can save. Hallelujah. Only Jesus can save. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for giving Jesus to us. to bear our pain, to suffer, and to die for our sin. We pray, O merciful Father, that we may put our trust completely in him as he goes to the tree on Calvary. We pray, O Father, that you grant us the courage to bring our worries and our burdens to him, because he is willing to carry them for us. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Jesus, lover of my soul, annexed him.
Come to our prayers of dedication and intercession. First, our prayer of dedication. Loving Heavenly Father, you have given us riches beyond measure. We return to you only a fraction of what we have received. We ask you to bless our offerings of money, time, and talent, and help us use them wisely for your service and your glory. Amen. And now we come to our prayers for others and for ourselves. Loving God, we bring before you today our broken world, damaged by war, pestilence, and corruption. We pray for all those whose decisions influence the stability of this world, for international leaders and rulers, politicians and diplomats, for national governments and the United Nations Council, for those whose decisions and negotiations affect the lives of so many, and in whose hands peace ultimately lies. We pray that you would give earthly leaders compassion, calm, and wisdom to find paths of peace. We pray that you would change the hearts of those who are set on violence and aggression. We pray for the victims of war around our world and think especially about the tragic situation in Ukraine. We pray for the injured, the maimed, and the mentally distressed, those who have lost limbs, their reason, or their loved ones, for those left homeless or as refugees, for those running for their lives and those who cannot flee, those left behind living in daily fear, for the countless families that have been torn apart and whose lives will never be the same again. We ask that you bring them comfort, courage, safety, and provision. And we pray for courage, vision, and generosity within the international community responding to these needs. We pray for all in our world who suffer oppression or injustice, those who are exploited and denied their proper rights. We pray for those who work for peace and campaign for justice, that you would prosper their efforts and grant them inspiration. We pray for all who are sick with COVID or another illness, physical or mental, for those whose health is failing in advancing years. And we bring before you those facing a difficult diagnosis and ask that you reach out to all of them with comfort, and we pray for your healing, renewing touch in body, mind, and spirit. We pray for those who work to bring healing and wholeness to the sick. Give them the strength to care and to give the compassion and support. We pray for all who have recently suffered the loss of a loved one. Uphold them and grant them strength and peace and the consolation that you alone can offer. We pray for all who are vulnerable in our society, those who feel isolated, marginalized, and unloved. And we pray for the workers and volunteers who provide them with practical help and moral support, and ask that you sustain them in their work. And for all who are bearing heavy burdens, facing difficulties and problems to which they can see no solutions, with troubles about money, work, or relationships, grant them the peace and quiet confidence that only you can bring, so their souls may be refreshed. We pray for your church worldwide and here in Fife. Help us to be a people who proclaim your abundant love through our lives. We pray for our community, our neighbours, our friends, our families, and ourselves. Be with us, God, in our joys and in our sorrows and in all our concerns. You know our needs, and we pray for those who feel they have no need of you. Help us to be open to the promptings of your Spirit in our daily lives. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
If you are able, please rise and together let us affirm our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Final hymn 512. To God be the glory, great things he has done. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world.